Let's begin where the last two lines of Chaf Zayin Rebbeiz. The Gemara was discussing the opinion of Rabbi Asi of Yochanan. The Gemara is having an Ikadamri, that letters Va'al Dalid. It's the Ikadamri. There's another version of the whole discussion we just saw, the whole Amud. It was going, working off that Rabbi Asi said in the name of Yochanan that if a Zar were to be Mesader, the Maracha, he's Chai Misa. So on that question of the Zar being Masada the Maracha, the Gemara asks, Vigadamri, two lines from the bottom. Maskla Rabzeira asks, Vihesh Lacha Voda Shesh Acharea Voda Upsul Bazar. We have such an example that there's an avoda afterwards, namely that Masada Maracha is not the final Maisa. After you establish the Maracha on top, you have to add the Shnei Gzir Eitzim. So it's not the final act. So we have such a case where it's not the final avoda, yet a zar is chayv. We saw one of the criteria of a zar being chayv has to be avoda tama. It can't have anything else to follow. It has to be the final action of the process. So why would a zar be chayv and being mesadeh maracha? It's not the final maisa. So Gemara says, what do you mean? So this is going to be the next. This amud is going to be like the Yerushalmi. No, not that bad. Not that bad. But you see the Aleph Baharei, and then there's an Aleph in the Gemara? That Gra takes out the next five lines. The Rashi does also. So we're going to skip 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down to Ella E Itmar. Simar rejects that. You see where there's an Aleph in the Gemara here?
Yeah.
So that second, he takes out everything. Rashi also takes it all out. So 5 lines down, Ella E Itmar. So Ella E Itmar, if you want to say you're right, it's a good Kasha. Hach E Itmar. This is what Rabbi Asi Amar B'Yochanan meant to say. Zar should see the Shnei Gzir Eitzim Chayiv. If a Zar were to establish the two logs of wood after the Maracha goes up, then put the two logs of wood on, then he's Chayiv Misa Zar, whole the Avodatam. Since this is the final act of the process of setting up the Maracha, he'd be Chayiv for these particular pieces. So ask the Gemara, Maskev LaRava. Elmiata Tibai Pious. So then, if it's the Avodah Tama, it's such a chashuv thing, so then you should have a pious for it. For Shnei Gzir Eitzim, there should be a fifth pious. Who's going to do the Shnei Gzir Eitzim? Gemara says, Velobai Pious? Does it not require pious? What do you mean? Of course it requires a pious. V'hat Tanya, doesn't the Braisa teach us? Misha Zacha B'Trumas Hadeshin, Yitzchak B'Sid the Shnei Gzir Eitzim. The one who's Zocha in the Trumas Hadeshin, so he's also going to be Zocha.
Right, that's
exactly.
Exactly. It's Ikadamri, it's just a different way of presenting it, but the basic same logic. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar." This is what we mean to say. Yifaisu lo b'fnei atzmo. It should have its own independent pious. Uh-huh. So Gemara says, "Kidamrinan." So.
Well, the question is, what is the basis for having its own independent pious? Because they're saying it's a chashuv thing. Well, we said that when it's saying it should be one pious, does it mean that a new pious or one kohen, like what we said before, that each one gets a different avodah?
I think this line is saying it should have its individual lot. It should be a fifth one.
Wow.
And then Mara says, Kidamrin, like we answered yesterday. We answered yesterday that. What did we say yesterday again? That really, it should deserve its own. I think it's explained. It should.
That's the question,
right?
That's his, was it before? Ella, Sharof, Hamisha Koanim, Ramim Nimnaim, Melehasif, Lefais, Altrumatadeshen, Kitrumatadeshen, Levadalo, Haita, Hashubamine, and the Truff.
They have to compensate. Trumatadeshen wasn't a Chashub in their eyes.
Right.
So they say, no, we'll add something to the mix. In addition to winning the Trumatadeshen, you're also going to win the Shnei Gzir Eitzim. Then people are, okay, this is something worthwhile. Exactly.
2 for 1.
Everybody likes 2 for 1.
So asks the Gemara now, Lemeimer, is this to say, Zavoda Tama Vizar Chaivala Misa by pious? When do you require pious? When it's something that's an Avoda Tama, and also when it's something that a Zar would be Chaiv Misa on, but Ein Zar Chaivala Misa lo by pious? If a Zar wouldn't be Chaiv Misa for doing it, it's something, then it wouldn't deserve a pious? Vare Shchita. Shchita is something that has a pious, yet a Zar is not Chaiv Misa on it. So we see, Zar being chayv is not a criteria for requiring a pious. Answer Gemara: Shani shchita, the chias avoda, the yomahi. No, you're right. It's not an avoda, but since it starts the process of the daytime avodas, it's chashu in the eyes of the people.
And we propose that, right? We generally said if it's something worthy of a zar being chayv misa, then that was something that would be for the pious.
That was the question, right?
I'm just saying, is that a criteria?
So if anitzavodat tama.
We said the criteria.
That's how I remember it. Yeah.
Right. So I think in the end of the day, like we said yesterday, I guess you must have left earlier yesterday. We said that at this point, I'm saying that a pious is something that whatever is chashuv in the eyes of the Kohanim. So there's not a set criteria. Sometimes it's the first avoda of the day, that's going to be chashiv. Or if it's a real avoda, or if it's something a zar's chayv, and that only a kohen could do, that's chashiv in our eyes. So there's different criteria that make the kohen want to do it, that we feel that's special. If something that's not an avoda, and something that's a zar's not chayv, and that anybody's able to do it, that wasn't considered chashiv. So I don't think it's like a rigid set of rules that are mechayv pious. I think it's basically saying anything that's considered chashiv.
But it basically puts a barbed wire around it, basically. So if it's high misa, it's obviously something.
It's exclusive. It's exclusive,
like
makes
VIP.
It special. Exactly.
VIP.
Right.
I like that.
So says the Gemara now. Lemaimer, is this to say... oh, I did that already. Okay, great. So now you see that baize? That baize now, Lemaimer? That's another grunt.
I was just thinking. Yeah. Like, you think about where Apple gets their strategy. Like this little supply. They got it from the Gemara.
It's true. Everything's in the Gemara. Everything. So this baize in the Gemara is another gra. He takes out a lot more. So basically this takes us down. He cuts out everything until Amar Mar Zutra. This is the last five lines of the Gemara before the Perek.
Pretty good today.
Yeah, pretty good today. Amar Mar Zutra.
Keep it coming.
I'm just following the lead of the gra. You can't go wrong with following the gra. So Amar Mar Zutra, v'isema Rav Ashi, af ananami tanina. We also have a mission that tells us, Amar Lehem HaMemona, the Memona, the guy who was appointed, would say, Tzuvaru, go out and see. This is the very next mission, actually. But im higiyah zman hashechita, go check out if the zman hashechita has arrived. V'ilu zman tzita gizir etim lo katani. It doesn't say, go check out the zman gizir etim. So what's that pointing out to us? So we see, therefore, that shnei gizir etim is a nighttime avoda. I think it's going back onto what you spoke about yesterday. That Shnei Gzei Eitzim, similar to what we said yesterday, that Shnei Gzei Eitzim was a nighttime avoda.
Right,
so it's saying that
Omdim Lesader et Evare Hatamit Alagrizim Shehosifu Alhamaracha.
So bring a raya that the Shnei Gzei Eitzim is a avoda tama. We're going back to something we started off before. It isn't a avoda tama. How do you know? The fact that the Mishnah says, go check if it's time for Zman Shechita, and doesn't say check the time of the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, tells me that Shnei Gzir Eitzim is not a daytime avoda. It could be done at nighttime. It's the last nighttime avoda, and Shechita is the first daytime avoda. That's the Raya. So again, the Gemara says, V'ilu Zman Tzidik Gzir Eitzim Lo Katani. So the Gemara says, no, not true. Shnei Gzir Eitzim is a daytime avoda. So it's a daytime avoda. Why don't they check to see if the sun rose for doing the avoda of the Shnei Gzir Eitzim? Says the Gemara, like we said yesterday, Hach diles leitakanta katani, hach dis leitakanta lo katani. That which has no takana that they wrote. Shechita does have no takana. Shechita, if you check the animal, you can't fix the animal. So that they wrote, go make sure that it's time the sun has rose. But something like the Shnei Gzir Eitzim that you could always remove and fix and do it again, that does not require, you don't have to check for the sunlight, because if you messed up, you can just do it again. So Ein Hachanami Shnei Gzir Eitzim is the daytime avoda.
He's going to come from Perek Shlishi.
Okay. Hashir Halach Barishana. So that's, we just finished the second parak. Okay, now we're starting the third parak. Third parak and on is really the Gishmak, really the avoda Shema Kippurim that we've been waiting for. When I learned Yuma a number of years ago in YU, we started from this parak. This is the core of the avoda Shema Kippurim. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Lehem HaMemuna. I think it's the second time we're seeing this Mishnah quoted. Now, this is actually the real Mishnah, but we saw it quoted, I think, twice.
Skipping Gemara started at one time while you.
Skipping Pesach also, yeah. So Amar Lehem HaMemuna. The Muna would say, who's a Memuna? So Rashi says a Memuna is a Skan. The Skan was a backup Kohen Gadol. Others say it wasn't the backup Kohen Gadol, because the Tosos earlier in Daf Tezvav, I think it was, said that a Skan, the Gemara that listed, a Skan had certain roles, certain jobs he had to perform. It does not say the Skan was the guy who gets up on the roof and says, check out for the sunlight. So the others argue that the Memuna is not the Skan. There's a different person whose appointment was to make sure the sun rose to do the avoda. So whoever this guy was, Amar Lehem HaMemuna, the Memuna would say, Suru, go out to some people, go out and see. Im Higiyah Zman HaShechita, go check if the time of Shechita. Where would they go? So Rashi says, Suvaru, al hachoma o al hagag, go up to the roof, go on top of the wall, go check if the sun rose. Im higia ro'im, if it reached this man, haroa omer, the ro would say, brakai, that it's the sun is starting to beam, I see the sunlight. Masi ben Shmuel omer, no, he said no, differently. Heyer pnei kol mizrach, so he would say, no, not that it would brakai, he would say a different language. Hey, your pnei kol mizrach. The whole eastern side has been the sun is shining. Ad shebechayvron. Is it? There's a Gemara is going to discuss exactly what the dialogue here. But I'll say, and they would ask him, Ad shebechayvron. Do you see the sun so far, even till Chevron? Do you see Chevron from where you are? V'hu amar hein? Yeah, yes. That's how light it is. We see up until Chevron. So the Yishalmi asks here, why do we trust the Inei Echad here? The Gemara, the Mishnah is a Haroa, the one who sees. We trust in Eid Echad here.
Why not Eid Echad in the Mambi Sorin?
It's not an Isser here.
Well, it's even less than an Isser.
No.
Every time we have Zmana, we have two Eidim that come, the Nasa Ruch Chodesh or whatever, it's always two Eidim.
That's Bona? Eid Sachodesh has to be two Eidim. So okay. You try to answer, this is something that's Avida de Gluya, something that they'll figure out whether they're lying or not. The people just go outside
in
and see.
5 minutes, they will know.
Exactly. So since that's the case, that's what's holding them up. So therefore, we've been trusting Eid Echad in this context.
Dawn, Netzer, Alos.
Ah, so this is talking about Alos. Dawn. No, it's Alos, I believe. Yeah.
Alos is Dawn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. It's talking about Alos here, right?
Okay.
The Gemara tells us much later on that anybody who davens Shema with the Mishmar, the Kohanim, were not Yotei Shema, they daven too early. They daven even earlier than that. So they would daven before Alos, Shema, and then they'd have start the process here. Based on the Gemara Megillah, Mishnah Megillah says that anything that's a daytime mitzvah starts at Nates. So if it starts at Nates, so why here are we doing everything from Alos? So Rashi says there in Megillah, why does it start in Nates? Because Nates, it's no longer a suffix Lila. People don't know it's a Lila anymore. Really, before us Nates, it's already considered Yom Oso, but people don't know the difference. It's hard to tell between Alos and Lila. Nates, it's Vada Yom. But Be'etzim, it really is, in the eyes of people, it really is daytime after Alos. We just don't know that. So they explain as follows. Minchas Chinuch says, when it comes to Karbanos, we trust the Kohanim. They're not going to jump the gun. When it comes to a regular person who's doing Lulav, if you tell them Alos, he might do it a little earlier than Alos. He doesn't know how to distinguish so much. Nates will be safe. He'll definitely get daytime in Nates. But the Kohanim are so Zariz, they'll know between Alos and Lila, and they'll do it their ideal time after Alos. That's the difference between Karbanos. Exactly. That's why there's a difference between Alos regarding Karbanos and Nates versus all other mitzvahs. That's what the Minchas Chinuch explains. So the Gemara says further now. The Mishnah rather says, why do they have to do this whole process? Go to the rooftop? How light is it? Is it up until Chevron? So says the Mishnah, Shepam Achas, the one time, Ola Me'or Halavona, the moon, Vidima Sheher Mizrach, and it seemed like it was so light, it was a full moon, let's say, and it looked like it was already the morning, the sun was coming up. V'shachtu Zatamid, they shachted the Tamid, thought it was the morning. V'otia, the Beis HaSreifa, they ended up having to take this whole Tleh out to burn it because it was possible. They shachted the carbon too early. So that's the conclusion of the Mishnah. I remember when I learned this, that there's a Rabbeinu Chananel who quotes a pasuk. It's a pasuk to prove to us that where was this? Okay, for some reason the Masifta didn't have this. The whole Brisker Rav based on the pasuk, the source that shechita has to be done by yom. Pasuk is by yom tzavaso, but I think Rabbeinu Chananel here brings a different pasuk here. There's a whole discussion in the Brisker Rav. I didn't get a chance to look into it, unfortunately. Okay, either way, they shechted the carbon tumid too early. They thought it was daytime because the moon was so bright. In fact, it's really nighttime still. So they said, now we have to start making sure, make someone go up to the roof, go up to the wall, and make sure that it's really the sun, it's really daytime.
It's a clear break.
Exactly. So then what would happen after they decided it was time for the shechita, so it says the Mishnah, Horidu Kohen Gadol Beisat Tefillah. The Kohen Gadol would go to the mikvah. So Zekah, this is the rule. Hayab Mikdash, this is the rule in the mikdash. Kol HaMesech HaSraglav, Tan Tefillah, anybody who went to the bathroom has to go to the Tefillah mikvah. The Chol HaMeitimayim, someone else goes, so it's Gedolim versus Ketanim. If someone has Ketanim, Tan Kiddush Yadayim V'Reglayim. So if a person goes to the bathroom with Gedolim, he has to go to the mikvah. If you have simply Ketanim, you have to just wash your hands and legs and Zehu, that's all. The Gemara in a few blah will discuss the different details of this. So that's the Mishnah. It says the Gemara now, very famous Gemara, a number of famous things on this staff of this blot here, this Amud. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Barak Brakai. So they have a whole discussion right now. What would they say when the guy would go to the top of the roof? When he saw the sun, what would he say? So Rabbi Yishmael says, Barak Rakai, the sun is starting to beam. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ola Brakai, the sun is starting to come up. That was the language he would say. Nechuma ben Afkashian Omer, Af Brakai Bechevron. He would say, no, it's Brakai in Chevron. Masi ben Shmuel Hamamuna al Payasus, who was the guy who's in head of the all the different lots. Omer, he said, Heyer Pnei Kol Mizrach Ad She Bechevron. He had a different thing to say. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer, Heyer Pnei Kol Mizrach Ad Bechevron, V'yatsu Kol Am Ish Ish L'machto. So, with five, six different opinions, what he would actually say. I'm not sure what the Nafka means. There's a Nafka meaning in terms of what's said. I'm not sure why one would say either one. There's a Sefer on Yuma. There's a Rishon, which I think we only have on Yuma, Rabbeinu El-Yakum. Rabbeinu El-Yakum goes into great detail the differences between all these different opinions here. So there's an interesting Rashi here. Is there Rashi here? Where'd that Rashi go? Oh, we didn't get there yet. Okay, so I'll wait. What did we?
Rashi's talking about what?
Oh, no, we're getting to the issue of Chevron. That's later on, okay? Why are they mentioning Chevron? Rashi, I'm going to mention it now since so I don't forget about it. If you look at Rashi on the top left, we're not in the Gemara yet. The top left Rashi, V'ibayis Ema, if you just go down that Rashi, it's around 10 lines from the top, or maybe 8 lines down from the top, it quotes a Yushalmi, Matzina B'talmud Yushalmi. It's rare, by the way, that Rashi quotes a Yushalmi. There are a few places it quotes it, but it's pretty rare. He quotes from the Yerushalmi, "Kedei lahazkir zechus avos umaskirin v'chevron." Why do you mention Chevron? Why is Chevron the chosen place? Pashas is because if it reaches Chevron, so you know the sun's it rose enough for us to say it's daytime. Rashi quotes a very interesting thing: the Yerushalmi because it's zechus avos. That's the reasoning for this. So Ritva says, "No, it's Chevron is a shear and how light it is. Nothing to do with the zechus." So the Minchas Chinuch writes, according to Rashi, so it's about zechus avos. You only have to mention Chevron on Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, that's when we're looking for Zechus Avos, for the Kapara, and Slicha and Mechila, only have to mention it on Yom Kippur, but the rest of the year, you don't have to mention it.
Why can't you say Pashup Shah, they were Misakin Tvila?
So, but what's the connection to Shechita, though? Well, Kineged Karbanos Tiknam?
What?
You want, because Tvila is Kineged Karbanos? Yes. So you could say that, so... But it's still in the base of Migdash. We're not really, the davening took place there, but the ikkar was really karbanah. It's not really tefillah. We weren't concerned with Zman tefillah. We were more concerned with Zman shkita. So, the problem with Minchas Chinuch is that the Meiri writes, no, every single day of the year, Kol Yimot Hashana, they would mention Ad Shebechevron. Pashas, the mission is Ad Shebechevron was referring to every single day of the year. Okay, it's talking about Maseches Yuma, but every single day they would mention Chevron. So, what's Pshat? So, I don't think it's so shrey. I don't know what Minchas Chinuch is talking about that he says that since it's Kedei Zechus Avos, you only mention Yom Kippur. If you look in the Siman Aleph of Shulchan Aruch, it says, Aruch Haim, we say Parshas Akedas Yitzchak. We're supposed to say it every single morning. What's the reasoning? So the Torah writes, and the Gra quotes it also, Gra quotes our Gemara, Kedei Lahaskir Zechus Avos. Every single day we want Zechus Avos. We don't only want Zechus Avos on Yom Kippur, we want every single day of the year. So therefore, the Mir makes a lot of sense, and is very consistent with Rashi. We say it every day in order to Lahaskir Zechus Avos. They help us with everything. So that's the discussion of Chevron. Okay. Back to, yeah.
A more physical question. Chevron is east of Yerushalayim?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the map so well.
Chevron is Yerushalayim.
Is it east of Yerushalayim?
Yeah. Yerushalayim is here. Chevron, you have to go to the towards...
towards Jordan to get to Yerushalayim? I picture it a little more like southwest.
It is.
It is what?
Towards Jordan.
It's east, yeah? Okay.
I don't remember. It's on there. Like Google Maps up.
No, I tell like a random map. I just saw someone's house named Marv, and on the wall,
one of those.
The guy that Dams of Bisman, the guy from Aish, whatever the Dams of Bisman was. Yeah.
All right,
here we go. Of Shabbos.
Is it Google Maps? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Aish Dom is like very lazy. He's in his house. What's his
name? Oh, I don't know.
You walk in his house, he's a.
Just takes.
I'm new here. I don't know.
When you're not on.
You can tell like you don't.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You're social. You're going for
it's gonna take. It's gonna get there.
Well, Babich guy.
No.
All right.
Don't
it's gonna take a couple. Of
procedure.
When your Wi-Fi takes 1 second. Okay, we
is Wi-Fi in the show?
No.
Not yet.
This show will never have Wi-Fi.
No chance.
That's for by principle here.
Espresso machine.
Chevron.
Yeah.
Yerushalayim Chevron. You're right.
It's a little southwest a little bit.
It's southwest, yeah.
But not by much, not west by much. I'm just wondering, it's like They're looking to the east and they're saying the light isn't.
Depends what you consider Yerushalayim also, because this is Yerushalayim.
The two Yerushalayim, there's one there and the one there.
But this is Beit Shemesh.
But it says Jerusalem right on top of that.
Right, this is the old city.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Sarachim, we need your grandson to answer that for us.
I think Google Maps is wrong.
I want to be sure.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. So it continues the Gemara now.
Right, Hebron is.
So.
Oh, here it shows Hebron is southeast, actually. Because I'm not north. Okay, you're right. This is north. Okay, yeah. It's exactly south.
Sarachin. Okay, fine. So let's continue. The Gemara says now, we just had quoted a number of opinions, what the Roe would say when he goes to the top of the roof and sees the sun, what would he actually say? So the last opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir was, he said, "Kol peyer pnei kol mizrach ad bechevron v'yotzu kol ha'am ish ish l'machto." And everyone's starting to go out to their job, and they're going out to the farm, to the fields to go work. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi, if that's his nagale tuva." What do you mean? If they start going out to work, it's very light out. It's been light for probably a long time now. That's a bit late. So the Gemara says, no, l'schor po'alim kamrinan. No, I mean to say not people are going out to the work. The farmers, the owners are going out to look to hire workers that day. So they'd go out to look for workers early in the day before the day starts. So they'd start looking, let's say, after Alos. They'd start, you know, looking for someone to hire. And then the workers would go out, let's say, after Nates. So it's talking about when they look for workers, hire workers. So Amar of Safra. Safra said, Sluse d'Avram. The davening of Avram Avinu, Michi Meshachrei Koslei, when the walls would start to get dark. So if you look at Rashi, Tzulutei d'Avram, Tfilas Ha'erev Shelo, his mincha. He davened mincha. Let's get to that question. What do you mean, davened mincha? I thought Yitzhak created mincha, not Avram. Avram davened Shachris. So a number of answers are given. The Tosas Yisham says, no, Avram, of course he davened mincha. He just didn't make it a takana for everyone to daven. He just established a shachris for everybody to daven. But in Echanami, daven mincha, Yitzchak came along and said everyone should daven mincha. Second answer, Tosfos Yisham says, is no, Avram didn't daven mincha until Yitzchak instituted it. But after Yitzchak instituted it, so then Avram also daven mincha. Okay, so then the Gemara says, let's do it Rashi, continuing Rashi rather. Rashi says, Michi Meshachrei Kosle, when the walls start to get dark, the shade started to come on. So Rashi explains, Chomos Haponos LeMizrach, Shilbinu Mehanitzachama. So the eastern walls that started getting white and light from the Nitzachama, from the sun. Habab Mina Mizrach, that comes from the east, Venot Tzitzalem. Ubetchila Sheva Shal, so the seventh hour, midday, Shachama Be'em Sarki, it's Mamish on top of the world. The Rosh Kol Adam, Ve'eno Osa. It doesn't make any shades. El tachte, only below it. Mashchir no so at chasam. It makes the walls dark. Fish ein chama notetes el barosh hakosel. So you have the wall. The sun's only beaming down on top of the wall, but it doesn't hit the sides at all. So the sides are actually dark. There's no sunlight. So at that point, mamish when it was in the daytime, mid noon, that's when he would daven mincha. When the walls were dark from the side, because sun's only hitting the top of the walls. So that's what the Gemara says. So says the Gemara now.
If it's taller than 20 amos, you can't see.
If it's taller than 20 amos, can't see. Can't see the schach. What's the connection to here?
You can't see. No, you can't see any.
And the one in the Sfaris are you saying that you see the shades coming from the walls as opposed to not from the schach?
Yeah.
So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef. Anan Avram Nikam v'nigmar. We're going to learn halacha from Avram that Avram daven at noon. We're going to daven at noon also. Avram was. There's a number of ways to learn this gemara. Let's just look at Rashi.
Anan Avram, you have a nikum v'nigmar.
Right. So Anan Avram Nikam v'nigmar. Basalam Deinu Lios Rizim Kavram. We're going to be as zaris as Avram Avinu. We can't be like him. We can't dafke at midday. We're going to be able to daven. That's impossible. We're not like Avram Avinu. Others ask the question. I think Tosfos Yisham asks. We can't learn from Avram. He's called the Matan Torah. So I think those are the two basic ways how to understand the Gemara's question. So Rava responds, Amar Rava, Tana Gamar Me'Avram, Vana Lo Gamrina Mineh. We have a Tana that learns from Avram Avinu. So we're not going to learn from Avram Avinu. If a Tana is learning from Avram, of course we can learn from Avram also. What's the Tana? The Tana, this is actually the first daf we started with Pesachim. The Tana, Uvayom Hashmini Yimol B'sar Alasa. On the eighth day, you're supposed to give a bris milah. The entire day, one's allowed to do the mitzvah bris milah. Elisha has reason makdim la mitzvos. Shenemar vayashkem avram baboker vayachavosh es chamaro v'gomer. So we see from here, Avram did it first thing in the morning. Vayashkem Avram Baboka. In the first thing in the morning, he did it. So we learn the concept of Zrizis. We're supposed to do the Bris Milah the first thing in the morning. So we see we learned Zrizis from Avram Avinu. So we can learn other things from Avram Avinu. We can learn the halachas of when he davened Mincha as well. So there's a well-known Meiri here on this daf that says, what's the concept of Zrizis? He says, you're supposed to be Zaris daf when it comes to Bris Milah. You shouldn't be lazy. You're concerned with the well-being of your son, so you might be lazy. So we have to compensate and add the idea of zrizus to it, because we don't want to be lazy because of the pain the child might go through. So the Gilyoni Ashas in Pesachim Daf Dalet, the Rav Yosef Engel, not Gilyon Ashas, but Gilyoni Ashas, or Rav Yosef Engel says, you see from the Meiri, the concept of zrizus is not a chi of deraisa. It's a midah. It's a midah tova leechos. He says leechos b'midos avos, to follow, to walk in the paths of the avos. Avram had this midah of zrizus, so we should also have that midah zrizus, but not a real chiyav. It's just a inyan of midos. The Tosus in Megillah seems to imply it's a real chiyav deraisa of zrizus. So this is machlokas whether again is zrizus a real chiyav or simply a leechos b'midos avos, walk in the way, the darche the avos, walk in the ways of the father. So based on the Miri here, it's a mashma that's simply a darche ha'avos, not necessarily a real chiyuv. So the Gemara says, okay, so we see we do learn things from Avram Avinu. So says the Gemara, no. El Amar Rava, Rav Yosef ha'kakashile. You misunderstood Rav Yosef's question. Rav Yosef's question was not, how do you learn from Avram? Of course you can learn from Avram. He was one of the avos. The question was, Avram seemed to have done something different than what we do. Avram davened at noon, mamish when the sun was on top, noon, 12 o'clock on the perfect day. However, we learned the mission of Pesachim, if you remember, the Mishnah tells us, Chal Arve Pesachim Leos B'Erev Shabbos. Let's say Erev Pesach, when you're shechting the carbon in Pesach, falls out on a Friday. So the halacha is, Nishchat B'Sheshu Mechza. You shech the Tamid, we're talking about right now. The Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim, you would shech at 6.5 hours. That would be 12:30 on a perfect day. The Kar B'Sheva, and you would Mechza. And then you would be Makvid onto Mizbech at 7.5 hours, at 1:30. So why not Nishcha the Michi Meshachri Koslai? Why in the Beis Hamikdash did they not shecht it when Avram Avinu shechted it? Mean Mincha time. They should have shechted it at 12 o'clock, just like Avram when the wall started to get dark.
We also wait now half hour after.
I will see the halach. We'll discuss the halach in a second.
That's how we hold.
Well, so it's a machlok, because it's Bidyeva. We'll discuss that in a moment. But L'chachila, you're right. We should wait a half an hour after. That's how we pass when half right. An hour after Chatzos. So, but why? If Avram davened at Chatzos, so why in the Beis Hamikdash should they wait another 30 minutes? They should do it again. They should check it when the walls get dark. My kusha, what's the question here? Viduma kosle de beis hamikdash b'sheish mechza mishachre mishum delo mechav netuva. What do you mean? The way the walls were built in the beis hamikdash, they were built on an angle, like it got narrow, like a teepee, but like much more steep wall that got very narrow at the top. They came together. So the sun on top. The walls are still going to hit this. The sun's going to still hit the walls because it's at an angle. There's never a moment that you're able to notice that the walls never get dark. They weren't completely perpendicular to the ground. They were at an angle, so therefore the walls were always there's never a time where both sides were completely dark, so you weren't able to tell. That was why. But you're right. Ideally, the right time is Chatzos. More answer. Second answer. No, Inami. Shiny Avram, Itstagninus Gedola Haisablibo. He had some Itstagninus, he had some ability. If you look at Rashi, the bottom right, Rashi, Itstagninus, Lios Baki Bahalichos or Halachos Bahamazalos, he was a Baki. I'm not sure it literally means he had something in his heart, but he was a Baki, meaning he understood all the times and all mazalos, all constellations, he was able to tell. But anybody else, even in the Beis HaMikdash, no one was able to tell. So you had to wait that 30-minute grace period to know Vada, it's the afternoon. But Avram was special. And a third answer, the Gemara says, Avram is different. Inami mishum dezakin v'yoshiv yeshiva hava. He was one sitting in yeshiva. He knew, because he sat in yeshiva, he's so learned. So I guess the difference is whether he got it from some... What's the difference to the last two answers? One is it's stagninus hayab belibo, and one answer is yoshiv, zakin yoshiv yeshiva. So, and both of them, he understood the halachas of when afternoon was. So one was maybe he came about understanding through learning, through yeshiva. He was able to, like the Chazon Ish, they say.
The Ritva says that,
yeah. That's what he says. The Chazon Ish was able to understand, apparently, science through learning Torah. And some people, through learning science, you could learn science.
Some of the Rambam probably also was through his learning Torah.
I think he actually probably learned, like, science books.
Yeah, like a real PhD.
I would guess,
Rambam, yeah. Rambam had
the... He was a doctor and everything.
PhD, MBA, he had everything.
Like, Chaim Knessi, I don't think he reads science books, but he does give, he answers Shiloh like brain surgery sometimes.
Chazon Ish had the same thing.
Exactly.
Those famous mices.
Exactly. So like,
and they didn't listen.
Right.
And Hashem Rachim.
Right. But those who do, I know someone who listened a couple years ago, a brother who had some brain issue, and they had a shalach sent to Rabbi Chaim. He like walked them through exactly the surgery. Someone who lives in the neighborhood, and was successful. Again, you could say, "Oh, it was successful because it was successful," but I know others. Yeah,
das Torah.
Exactly. So through there's two ways. Either through learning Yoshev Zakim Yoshev Yeshiva, you could come to understand how science works, and sometimes just learning science, understanding its stagninus, you were happen to be a bucky in constellations, so you're able to tell the right time as well. So those are three different answers. So based on what you're saying, the Maisa we pask in the Shulchan Aruch says one should daven mincha 30 minutes after chatzot. It's 12:30 on a perfect day, and the Shulchan Aruch sounds like b'di'eved you're not yotzei beforehand. Let's say you daven at 12 o'clock, you wouldn't be yotzei. So it's really machlokas Magen Avraham Pri Chadash. Magen Avraham says you are not yotze. Pri Chadash says you are yotze if you daven after 12 before 12:30. B'di'eved. So you, explaining the machlokas, it really depends. Yeah.
It's not shos manios. This is just 12:12. Not shos manios, right?
No, it's shos manios. Yeah.
Shos manios.
Because if you use that concept, then in the winter it'll work, no problem. But in the summertime it won't work.
No, I'm using, let's say, now
that's
11.
That shows money, because 11:30 is Chatzos now.
Right.
But in the summer, it's like 1:30.
Right.
So in the summer, it won't work, but in the winter, it will.
What do you mean not work? I mean, in the summer.
But you're saying, the Rebbe is saying 12.
No, I mean, as an example, on a perfect day. But now, you're right, 11:30 is Chatzos, so Mincha time will be probably 11:54, let's say.
Okay.
Okay, I'll tell you the time.
No, right. Shows money, like a 30-minute thing,
exactly.
but shows money, which is a little bit less.
Exactly, right. So now everyone says lichachili, you have to daven that 30-minute period after chatzos, 12:30 on a perfect day, or now 11:54, let's say, for example, you could daven mincha. But davening after chatzos, before the 30 minutes, that's machlokas, whether you yotze b'di'eved. Let's say you daven, you think, oh, maybe now's the time, and you look back, oh, I davened too early, I didn't wait the 30 minutes.
Listen, your question is, should we say 30 minutes, or should we say half hour of Shah's manis? Is that what it is?
That's what I'm asking.
So I believe it's a half hour of Shas Manios. Okay, we'll look at it right now with today's Zman, because today's Zman, Shas Manios, are clearly less than 30 minutes.
It's not a matter of true time.
No, you could.
It's not a matter of true time. It's a matter of okay, I'll give a different example.
Okay.
Like Tikkun Chatzos, right?
Mm-hmm.
So some say Tikkun Chatzos, okay, if you daven, if you say it real midnight the whole year, you're Yotze.
Right.
But or you could say the Zman, the real chatzos of the whole year.
Right.
So which one is it?
Right. So tikkun chatzos is different. You're right. When it comes to us, it's always based on shel zmanios.
No, it's shel zmanios.
Yeah. So like 11:45 chatzos and 12:09. Exactly.
12:09.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's only a 24 different minutes difference.
It's really half an hour chatzos.
Chatzos
11:45.
45.
And 12:09.
Seconds here.
11:45 and 12. So it's 24 minutes.
It's 30. Okay. It's 30 minutes is banyas.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
So 48 minutes is a.
In the summer, it will be 30 something minutes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's very interesting. I never. That's a good. That's a good point. I never thought of it.
So
I'm a numbers guy.
That's it.
We have a bunch of numbers guys here. Uh-huh. Actually, one of Adam's not here today, but right. So. So again, machlokas b'di'eved. Let's say you daven after chatzos, but before the 30 minutes, whether you're yotzei. So the Magen Avraham says you're yotzei, and the Machatzis Shekel explains. Sorry, you're not yotzei, because the Machatzis Shekel said you can't be yotzei because only Avram Avinu. They do it based on the way to learn the Gemara here. That only Avram Avinu, who was zokin Yoshev Yeshiva, or his itztag ninas b'gedola, he was able to tell he was yotzei, but no one else is able to be yotzei. Therefore, you're not yotzei b'di'eved. But the Pri Chadash says no. But what about the first answer? The first answer says only because the Beis Hamikdash, the walls were different. Anywhere outside the Beis Hamikdash, so then you can daven before the 30 minutes. You could daven at Chatzos. So therefore, even L'chachila, P'chadosh says, you're not supposed to daven, but B'di'eved, one could be Yotzei if they daven after Chatzos, before 12:30, because, again, only the Beis Hamikdash was different, nothing unique about Avram. So what it boils down to is which answer, the three answers given, why Avram was different than the Beis Hamikdash. So it depends which answer you're going with, it's going to tell you whether you're Yotzei B'di'eved in that 30-minute time period.
So what's saying here is that due that the walls of the Hamikdash were a little bit slanted,
mm-hmm.
It took another half hour there for the sun to start making shades in one side.
Exactly. Now it's on this side, so this side is sunny, but now this side all of a sudden becomes shady.
Yeah, because since it was more open, it had like more, right.
Is that why they did it?
The reason why they did it, I'm trying to remember why.
I think it's because the stones have to be wider in the bottom because of the weight. As you go up, the stones become narrower.
Right.
So at the top, so that, to have less weight on.
I don't know. I'm not sure why. Could be, maybe that's why.
I think that's what it said here.
Okay. So the Gemara continues now. We're going to connect to actually this week's Parsha. The Gemara says, the last answer we're up to, Inami Mishim Dezakin V'yoshiv Yeshiva Hava. He was sat in the yeshiva and learned, Dama Rabbi Chama B'Rabbi Chanina Miyamein Shalva Sene. From all the times of our forefathers, Lo Parsha Yeshiva Mehem. No one separated. There's always someone learning in yeshiva. Hayu B'Mitzrayim. They were Mitzrayim. Yeshiva Imahim. There was a yeshiva with them. Shenemar Lachov Asafta Zikne Yisrael. That Moshe said to gather together, or maybe Hashem said to Moshe, gather together all the Zakenim of Yisrael. Zakenim Zakin means someone sitting in yeshiva. Hayu B'Midbar. Yeshiva Imahim. Shenemar Esfil Yeshiva Mish Mizikne Yisrael. Avram Avinu, Yisakim V'Yoshiv Yeshiva. How do we know Avram was someone sitting and learning in yeshiva? Shenemar V'Avram Zakin Babu Yamim. Zakin, again, that's that means to us he sat in yeshiva. Based on the sugars of Mipnei Seva Takum, the Zakin, the Gemara in Kedushin tells us Zakin means someone to the Chacham. Yitzchak Avinu Zakin V'Yoshiv Yeshiva. He was also Haya. Shenemar V'Hi Ki Zakin Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu was also Zakin V'Yoshiv Yeshiva Haya. Shenemar V'Ena Yisrael Kvedom Yizokin. Eliezer, Eved Avram, Zakim V'Yoshiv Yeshiva also. His servant Eved, Eliezer, was also a Zakim V'Yoshiv Yeshiva. Shenemar Vayomer Avram El Abdo Zakim Besa Moshe B'Chala Shelo. The elder Eved, who was in charge of his whole house. So we see Zakim was always there. Yeshiva was always there. And on the statement, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Shemoshel B'Taras Rabo, that he was Moshe, he was controlled. He had complete control, understanding of the Torah of his Rebbe, his master, Avram Avinu. Who domestic Eliezer? What does that mean, domestic Eliezer? He came from a place domestic. The Darshan, I think Rashi quotes this Allah Torah. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Shedola Umashke Mitarasal Sherabu Lachem. He would dole, he would dip in, he would draw and drink, give to drink, and drink from the Torah of Avram Avinu. So then.
The other interpretation said he was just from Damascus.
Yeah, that's a simple shot, exactly. Exactly. I thought the Gemara quoted here the pasuk from this week's parsha that Yehuda set up a base medrash. Maybe I'm wrong.
What are you asking?
I thought one of these pasukim was from the pasuk from this week's parsha that Yehuda was told to set up a base medrash, a base yeshiva.
That's not from domestic Eliezer.
No, I thought one of the earlier pasukim. That's why I thought the connection was to this week's parsha, but I guess it's not true. Okay, I guess.
That isn't this week's parsha.
Okay. It is, but I thought for some reason the Gemara quoted this as a raya, but I guess not.
A raya for what?
One of the rayas that they had a yeshiva. Wherever they went, there was always a yeshiva with them. So even though the Gemara doesn't quote it, we know in this week's parsha that when they went down to Mitzrayim, they created a base medrash, a yeshiva.
That was his job. Yeah.
That was his job. I thought the Gemara had quoted it, but I guess the Gemara doesn't quote it.
That was in Goshen.
Yeah. Interesting din, an interesting shayla to ask, why did Yehuda have to set up a base medrash? Wasn't Yosef there? Wasn't he able to set up a base medrash? Okay, for another time though. It says the Gemara now. Two Y lines down. Amar Rav, Kayim Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula. Avram Avinu kept the entire Torah. Shenemar Ikev Hashem Avram Bekoli. Because Avram listened to my voice. What's the continuation of the Pasuk? Vayishmor Mishmarti Mitzvosai Chukosai V'Sarasai. He kept my mitzvos, he kept my chukos, and kept my Torah. So we see from here, Avram Avinu kept entire Kol HaTorah Kula. So, Parsha asks, the last Mishnah in Kedushin tells us that Avram kept it. What's the Gemara adding on to the Mishnah in Kedushin? The Mishnah comes before the Gemara. So once the Mishnah tells us that Avram kept Kol Torah Kula, what's it being added by the Gemara here? So he says, I think the Mishnah in the end of Kedushin says that he kept Kol HaMitzvos, Aseh, it implies. Only Mitzvos Aseh does not imply the Los Aseh's. So this Mishnah, this line seems to say, even Los Aseh's he kept as well. I think that's what that Marsha answers. But these are one of the two main rayas in the Gemara, at least, that the Avos kept the mitzvos. The Gemara here, and the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Kedushin. So says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Simi Bar Chia L'Rav, Vema Sheva Mitzvos. Maybe he kept only seven mitzvos. Who said he kept all the mitzvos? Maybe only the seven mitzvos, because he was a Ben Noach at that time. He wasn't officially Jewish yet. No, Ha'ikinami Mila. He couldn't have kept only the seven, because he also kept Bris Mila, so he at least kept eight. Vema Sheva Mitzvos Mila. Okay, so he kept seven plus Mila. Why do you have to conclude he kept all the mitzvos? Amalei imkei mitzvosai v'sarasai lamali. So why does it say my mitzvos and my Torahs? It seems to include a lot more than just simply seven and plus mila. So amar Rav, yisema Ravashi, kayim Avram Avinu, afilu eruvei tavshilim, shenemar torasai achas torah shebichsav, achas torah shebalpeh. So we see from here that he kept even Erev Tavshilin, meaning because Torah Sai means two Torahs. What are my two Torahs? Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebaalpeh was something that wasn't kept by Bnei Noach. They didn't have the concept. So we see that two Torahs include all the mitzvot, even Erev Tavshilin. this whole discussion why Erev Tavshilin is used as the example, as even Erev Tavshilin, why is that the even one? Why wasn't there another mitzvah? Especially if Erev Tavshilin may have been even a din derabanan. Pasha says Erev Tavshilin is only din derabanan. We're only talking about dina deraisa here. There are mitzvahs, Torah shebechsav and Torah shebaal peh. So there's a lot to be discussed here. Some have a different girsa, Erev Tavshilin. It should be Erev Tchumim, I think, somehow.
I think that's the whole idea, though.
Yeah.
The whole idea is we're working backwards. Even the lightest of the, on the last of the Darabonans, he kept all the way.
That's what some say. That's what some say. But others say, what do you mean? The Darabonans couldn't have existed by the time. The concept, the Rises could exist because everything's in the Torah, of course. But they found it hard to believe that Darabonans could have been kept even by the Avos before they were actually instituted. As opposed to the Rises, even though those weren't instituted, but the Torah did exist. Existed it wasn't given yet. So if you look, at least on the side of my Gemara here, it quotes, you probably have this also, Hagos Vitzionim, the Oshei, quotes Erev Tchumim, it should be.
Yeah, but I think it's pretty easy.
Because Erev Tchumim should be the Raisa.
Exactly, according
here,
to one
here it says, Hagmara Mesoper Shavraham Avinu Kiyem Erev Tavshilin, Kedei Lerot Shavraham Avinu Hikpit Afilu Al Takanat Tachamim, Sharei Erev Tavshilin Vino Al Achal Masha Mishinai.
That's what he's saying, right. So that's something, even their bonds, all they have a problem
with. Lightest ones he can. Yeah. Who's the source for that?
I missed that?
Maharsha.
Maharsha. Understood astrology, whether because he understood on a whatever level or because he was in the yeshiva, I think we could have fathom he understood their abundance.
No,
astrology is like
you're right, but yeah, that's part of the discussion though. Okay, so the Gemara continues and says now, where are we? Ben Shmuel Omer v'chulav v'hu Omer Hain. So Gemara is going to discuss what was the dialogue from the guy who went to the rooftop and the guy below, the Mamuna and the guy who went on top. So man amar hach, who said this? Who said which line here?
Yes.
Who said the yes? Okay. Who said yes? Ilay mahach dekay agra, the guy who's standing on the roof. Who chalom who mefasher? He gives the dream and he interprets, meaning he's asking himself a question, answering himself a question. So ella hach dekay ara. So it must be the guy on the ground says he's the one who says yes, it reached the sunlight. But minayada, how does he know? He's on the floor. He doesn't know how far the sun has reached. So what exactly is the dialogue between the guy on the roof and the guy on the ground? So Gemara explains, Ibais Emahach Dekai Ara, Ibais Emahach Dekai Aigra. They give two interpretations. One's the guy on the roof is saying yes, and one of the guy on the ground saying yes. What's the dialogue? Ibais Emahach Dekai Aigra, the guy standing on the rooftop, Amar Ihu, he says, Heyer, Pnei Kol Mizrach, he asks, did the sun reach the entire eastern side? Zvamrele, the guy on top on the roof says, Ahach Dekai Ara, the guy, I'm messing up here. Sorry, the guy on the roof, start again. The guy on the roof says, yes, the sun has reached the entire eastern side. The guy standing on the ground says, did it reach until Chevron, which is apparently in the south, not in the east? Notwithstanding that problem. So the guy on the roof says, yes, it reached that far. So the guy on the roof is the one saying, Hain, yes, according to this first Ibai's Ema. Second Ibai's Ema is, the guy standing on the ground, Amar, Ihu, he says, Ahach de Kayara. It really, the guy on the ground said yes. What's the dialogue? Amr Ihu, the guy on the ground says, Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach. So he says, did the sun start getting to the east? So the Amr Le, the guy on the roof says, yeah, Ad Shebe Chevron. He got to Chevron. So Amr Le, the guy on the ground says, Hein, yes, okay, we can start the Avoda now. So that's a different dialogue is what took place. Okay, let's go a little further. Lama Hutzachulachach. So Gemara asks, what was the need for checking to make sure the sun has rose? So Gemara told us, the Mishnah rather, told us because one time it was very bright from the moon. They thought it was the daytime, and in fact it wasn't. So you have to always double check. So, Umi Michlef, is it really possible to confuse the sunlight and the moonlight? V'hatani, doesn't the Brisa teach us? Rabbi Omer, Timur Shalavana, Timur Shalachama. The beams from the moon is different than the beams from the sun. Timur Shalavana, the beams of the moonlight, Mitamir Va'ola, Kimakel. It goes like straight, like a stick, like a staff, very straight. The Tima Shachama, but the sun, Mafsila Kanakana, it disperses, it spreads out. So you look, it's very different. The sun spreads and the moon comes straight down as a beam. So how could one confuse the two? So Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Yom HaMu'unan Haya. It was a dark, cloudy day.
I don't understand this concept. I'm sorry.
You look outside sometimes. So let's say the 15th of the month, and it's very bright out. So, and it's the morning. So sometimes it's confusing. You don't know if it's the morning sunlight or it's still...
So light is light. It's not like...
You don't know if it's morning sunlight or a strong moon?
You don't know if it's exactly sun or moon.
strong moon or morning sun like that.
We learned that they made a mistake, that once they didn't do it, and then it was worthy, and they had to, you know, they had to send it to Pesach Sreifa.
That's why we go on the roof.
Right. But I'm saying, so let's say you don't. So it's asking, why should you go on the roof? It's obvious that it's different, right? Mm-hmm. That's the question. But why is it obvious it's different?
Because I wish I knew myself better, but apparently the way the sun looks, when you look at light, it's, you can't see the sun. Yeah. You see some light, so the sun disperses. These rays of light come out. As opposed to the moon, it comes more direct as a beam.
Even when the sun is not by the horizon yet.
It's probably it's probably approaching the horizon. When you start seeing sparks of light come up, they're like these lines of light. I guess.
Right.
I don't really know.
But that's what I didn't understand so well, because there's a distinct, there's a huge difference in like light of the moon, light of the sun. It's a little hard to understand, though.
Right.
Because Alos HaShachar, right after Alos HaShachar, there's very little light.
Well, you could tell the difference between a strong moon and you know, the start of the sun.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I never really tested it out.
That's why.
I think what they're saying is that you don't know what it is because it's below the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If it's the sun, then the light is going everywhere.
And so right.
You would see the whole sky.
Right.
Whereas if it's the moon, the light of the moon is really just coming this way.
Right.
So you wouldn't see, you would see light here, but you wouldn't really see
on both sides.
On all sides.
That makes sense.
So you can't see the source of the light, just see some beams coming up.
Right.
Okay, and the beams should either go like that or go like that.
So there should be enough kamina that you can differentiate.
But that's a question.
Okay.
So if it's clear, you could tell which is the moon, which is the sun. So what's the shaila? Why would you ever mess up? So again, the Gemara answers, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Yom HaMe'unin Haya. It was a dark, cloudy day. And through the clouds, Mafsil Kan Lakan. That makes the beams, the moonlights, to spread also. It has that effect to it. What's called fractions or something?
Diffusion
is called, yeah. That's what it says in there? Or that was your own knowledge?
Yeah,
it's called that, like, diffraction.
I failed science. That's why I went into business.
Okay.
Diffusion.
So let's just do one more line here. So Amar Papa Shma Amina, we learn from here, Yoma De'eva, a cloudy day, Kula Shimsha, it's all sunny. A cloudy day is all sun. So it means all sun. So see, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shma Amina, it's a little left side, a little higher up. Shma Amina, Midikamar Be'yom HaMuna Nivka Be'mekomas Harbe, the cloud has the effect, it has this diffusion effect. I have a new word now. It spreads all the sunlight. Yom Adiva Kula Shimsha. It's all sun. Afil b'makom tzel. Even the shady places below the cloud, it's all considered sunny. Shecham b'okas b'chol makom. It has the ability to disperse every single way, even where there are clouds, even where there's shade, there's still real sun there. Veinu yotzas der chalon keneged chalonos. She'avim omdim b'fenev. He mispashes aleim b'bokas b'chol pizik sheben. Every tiny crack, apparently the sun comes through. That's the effect that cloudy day has. When you really think it's shady, it's actually more sunnier than you would think. What does that mean? L'mayin afkamina. What does it mean that there's sun there? I don't see any sun. I see shade. I don't see sun. So the Gemara says, L'mayin afkamina, who cares? L'shtuche oros, to spread out the leather, you want the skins, the hides, to dry up. So even though it's a cloudy day, you can actually place the skins out. It will still have an effect. Even though you don't see sunlight, the other effects, the heat, will still spread itself through and help dry the skin. Inami, alternatively, Darish Rava, like Rava's Dorish in the Gemara Masachim, Isha lo tilosh lo b'chamev lo b'chamichama. A woman, when it comes to making the dough for matzah, she should not knead in the sun or chamichama, or something that was heated up by the sun. So we see, even though there's clouds, it's not a sunny day out. I could start kneading my dough for my matzah outside today. You can't do it because the cloud actually has a stronger effect than if there's no clouds.
Why?
Why is that? Because the ability, you would think, since it's cloudy, you would think, there's no sun here. It actually has a different effect. The sun actually somehow pierces through the cracks of cloud, at least the heat does, not necessarily the sunlight, because you don't see sunlight, you see shade, but somehow it's telling us that the sun, the heat, goes through the cloud, it disperses itself through this diffusion.
According to the first shot, it's saying that if it's sunny, then it doesn't dry the skins, and then if it's cloudy, there is more heat on the shade than when it's sunny.
Is it saying that there's more heat, or there is? Don't think there is no heat. There is heat.
Yeah. Don't think that there is no heat. There is still. That's
very scientific. Because people think you don't get sunburn on a cloudy day, but it's the infrared of the sun is giving out light rays, and it's giving infrared heat. The cloud doesn't matter. It's the sun. The light gets blocked by the cloud, but the heat the infrared rays go through the coin.
And, but here it says, and at Lamaisa, they still say you have to wear suntan lotion even in a cloudy day.
It says, "Shabayom ha-meunan ha-orot itiyafshu heitev v'chol makom she-yesh-tachum."
Wherever you spread them out, let them out.
I think that what the Gemara is saying is something else. The Gemara is saying, like when it's cloudy, even in a place where it will be shady, when it's sunny, there's still more heat now than before. I think that's what's trying to say.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Why is it for sure?
Rebbe, that seems clear, no?
Wait, which point? What? That there's more heat when it's cloudy?
No. If you have skins out, right? Mm-hmm. If you put those skins out there, so you would think, oh, it's overcast. Yeah. It's not going to have a shba. No, it does have a shba. And on the other side,
I think what it's saying is that if you put it where it will be shady when it's sunny, when it's cloudy, it's gonna dry better. That's
not
gonna
dry is better. No. Why would
I think it's still dry. Don't think it doesn't dry because there's no sun, as we were saying. There's still the infrared heat.
I don't think there's a hadmonit to say that it would dry better. It's just saying the fact that if you think that overcast, won't have an effect. Rebbe, could you do four lines because it's the last. The
four lines.
Line the same idea.
It's not the same. It's still challenging. Actually, I would love to. Yeah? Okay. It's these different like parables of sun versus.
Sorry, that's my go-to.
Say fewer lines. I'm going to decline today.
It's okay. No, but I think the Halloween is to say, because it's overcast.